Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. So let's spend the next few moments together as we talk about the OSB. And I hear you say, well, what's the OSB, David? Well, of course, that means the Online Safety Bill, which is currently trying to make its way through into legislation. And what prompted me to talk about this is I see an excellent article by Jason Miller, the CEO of Getter, in the Express today, and he outlines his concerns, and he's in a position to know because, of course, social media is where this battleground is going to be fought, just how dangerous what the British government and certainly Boris Johnson was proposing and what needs to happen in order to secure our right to speak freely. And if you do enjoy our right to speak freely, perhaps you will support me by buying me a coffee, link below, or drop a dollar in the donor box. Link below, options for you folks. Also, if you do enjoy the podcast, you can become a super fan, as many of you have. Thank you to those who have. Do appreciate your support. Now, let's get back to what Jason Miller's been talking about. So what he's saying is that Boris Johnson's resignation has not been all negative, because one positive consequence is that there's a new renewed debate over this online safety bill. Now, this is being pushed by the absolute imbecile Nadine Dorries. I don't think she understands what she's talking about, mind you. But as Jason says, this poisonous legislation has become a key talking point amongst some of the candidates for leadership and their backers. And he says this is to be welcomed. I'm not sure it's a talking point between Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak, Jason, though. I have to say that. Suddenly, he says, a chance has presented itself to consign to the wastebasket the anti-democratic ideas that the OSB espouses, ideas which sadly emanated from an alleged Conservative administration. Well done, Jason. The opportunity to kill this bill in its current form must be seized with both hands. Otherwise, Britain, brackets, and then the rest of the world will live to regret it. And then Jason then goes on to talk about the principal problem of the online safety bill. I mean, a lot of these things in life nowadays are given on Orwellian title. It's the online safety bill. What's not to like about that? But as you'll discover, there's nothing safe about it. Because it places one of the cornerstones of a healthy democracy, free speech, in peril. This because there's, and this is the Jason's actually identified the key issue. The key issue in the bill concerns what has been described as, quote, legal but harmful content. So what this means is, under the bill, an unelected government minister, well, they'd have to be elected, but anyway, a government minister would have the ability to label certain kinds of speech as harmful, even if they were not illegal, just because they or somebody else or some vested group didn't like them. Well, he's absolutely right. And so who's screening and regulating these officials, and how are they being held accountable? And how does one even define legal but harmful? Or better yet, how could multiple government ministers ever define legal but harmful in the exact same way that would provide a consistent rating? So he's writing all of this. Look, if something is legal, the harm in many instances is entirely imagined. So this is where the danger lies. And it is a power grab, he's right in saying it is a power grab by an elite who want to shut down people like me and you from exercising our opinions, be it in social media, be it in podcasts, whatever they want. Some of the unintended consequences of this could be, and he gives an example, which is a good one. Imagine if you had a government minister who took exception to the teachings of the Bible and decided that they were harmful to the way of life. Think about that. Merely debating the definition of marriage, gender, the sanctity of life becomes legal. This is the whole point. It becomes legal because they say so. And of course, certain social media companies, you can just imagine Twitter, Facebook, they'd be right out of the traps to go along with it. And I'm sure Getter would have issues, because the danger is if you didn't comply with what the government says, then you could be sent to prison or given a huge fine. So that is where Britain is. Now, Jason points out that Kemi Badenoch has said that she won't support the online safety bill, which is a good thing. And she does believe, she's identified the fact that it's an anti-free speech bill. But amendments to the bill have been proposed by the government, but these are inadequate. Total rejection of the online safety bill is the only way to extinguish its worst qualities. And yet Jason says on Tuesday there, just a couple of days back, he was astonished to see the Department for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport release taxpayer-funded polling to support their case for this legislation. Well, of course, this is how government operates. It takes your taxes to conduct studies and polls and such like to prove that whatever it's doing is what you want, even when it's not. So he says this rare move by a British government department shows a clear vulnerability, and the time is now to make the key arguments and kill the bill. Well, Jason, amen to that, brother. You're right in all that you've just said. I think the online safety bill, if it goes through, and hopefully it won't, but if it did go through, it will slowly but surely erase people like me, because if you say things like, well, marriage is between a man and a woman, there are only two genders, I believe in Christianity, I oppose illegal migrants coming into the country, you pick it up, you pick your topic. I think the jabs are poisonous. I think that lockdowns are a completely inversion of democracy. If you say anything like that at all, that could be defined as legal but harmful. And because it's legal but harmful, the social media companies, the podcast companies, would then have a choice. They could leave it up and risk a massive fine, or they could take it down. And I think that's where we are going to be going. And yet again, it's the UK that's leading the clampdown on free speech across the world. So don't give me communist China. I'm not worried about communist China because, number one, I don't live there. I'm worried about communist UK because we're doing things that are every bit as draconian, every bit as anti-free speech. And I'm grateful to Jason Miller for highlighting in the Express today the absolute threat coming from this online safety bill. They address it up by saying, oh, it's all about protecting kids from pornography online. Yeah, I'm all for that. Of course, we want to protect kids from pornography online. But such things are illegal, and there's other measures can be taken. This clause, this legal but harmful, so pornography online, is if kids accessing it, is not legal. So therefore, it can be dealt with. But when it comes to something like commentary online, on any of the social media platforms, and if that commentary contradicts the government, that's where they have built in the clause that they can then smash down in that. And you just think back to where we were during lockdown and stuff, and during the peak of the COVID tyranny, when people like me were saying, look, this thing is iniquitous. We don't think these jabs are efficacious. We don't believe the lockdown works. We're not going to follow the rules. We would have been shut down. And are they, so is this the British government learning from that, saying, right, we really need to extinguish all opposition to our opinions. And the way we do it is we dress it up as an online safety bill, when in actual fact it's an online censorship bill. Anyway, that's the issue. Love to know your thoughts on it. Thank you so much for listening.